Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Big Boys Pawn Guns and Gold on Highway 72 in Corinth has it all. Friendly faces with a huge selection of guns, jewelry, and Liberty safes that can't be matched, all at unbeatable prices. Visit BigBoysPawnGunsAndGold.com.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
What I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Buddy Slowick, right here at the Super Talk Mississippi Studios at the Build Mississippi is our sponsor, and we appreciate them so very much. Build Mississippi, great organization. I want to thank Lance for getting me stuck today. My brain is locked in. It's just I can't get it gone. One of the songs we're going to do on our segment is by the Kentucky Headhunters. It's called "O Lonesome Me." And ever since I came into the studio, he said something to me about that. Now that song is stuck in my head, Lance.
I looked at the music selection three days ago when you sent it, and I said, man, he's slipping in Kentucky Headhunters on that. That's my favorite band. You know, top five. I was telling you. I mean, if there was one band I would have wanted to go on the road with, that would have been them. Man. I know they didn't have a ton of albums and hits, but the ones they did, boy, they owned them.
They owned them, and they sure had fun. They had a good time.
They had a
good time. Yeah, they really did.
Their videos are always fun to me because you get about a minute and a half or two at the beginning.
Really?
As they're kind of arriving in some place or whatever, and the crowd is kind of going wild, and they play it up. I mean, they're great entertainers.
They are interesting.
And they have a lot of fun. And they were in that era where videos were kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, you had a time where – and country was not one of those that was really doing a lot of crazy videos.
No.
It was more just playing music and, you know, that kind of stuff. Every now and again, but they had fun with their videos. They were like comedy with great music and a look behind the scenes, which I always love to see. You know,
sure.
How these guys actually live and behave.
Yeah,
when they're not on the road, and I always found that to be pretty cool stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so I thought they were one of the first that just seemed to be most all access. Like, all right, come on, man, let's go have a good time.
Yeah, another thing, point of interest is I was in the I went to the main bathroom over here on the other side of the men's room. Inside is a puma stick.
Oh, yeah. Just in case you need to scrub your feet or your toilet.
Whoever was cleaning up, he left it there and left the pile of garbage in a bag. It was sealed up. It wasn't. They just forgot to throw it away. But I'm just amazed at using a puma stick. Well, this is...
They're listening to what you have been...
I guess so, yeah. I hope somebody is anyway.
Listening.
If one person out there gets a puma stick that never had one before and understands how to use it, wow, we're way ahead of the game. We've really gotten something. Big weekend. Indy 500 is tomorrow. Of course, there's sports just all over the place. SEC tournament is going on, I think, today is part of it. And we're going to be, who are they playing?
Ole Miss has LSU today. First time that they will have played this season.
Wow.
Beat Arkansas team yesterday.
Yeah.
So that was solid, and that evened up the series Ole Miss had with Arkansas from earlier in the season. So now they were 2-2 against Arkansas, which is really good total. And then they had Florida the day before that, where they had beaten them 2 out of 3 earlier in the season. So that gave them a 3-1 record against a very good Florida team. So yeah, they're playing pretty good baseball, but so is LSU and everybody that gets this far is there's no easy ones.
Yeah.
It'll be fun to watch. Hopefully, Ole Miss will have get one more W under their belt.
Go
I think that's kind of the golden thing there if you want to host. And the more you win, the more that host spot gets down to hopefully where you're in that top eight. So if you just keep winning, and Southern Miss, same way. Southern Miss has
Southern Miss
to play
a great team.
They're I don't know, 16 in a row?
Yeah.
Hottest team in the country.
Unbelievable.
Bunch of great kids on that team and have been playing at a high level. And Mississippi State, although they bowed out of the tournament a little early, you know, they have finished very strong. So all three of those have put themselves in great positions.
Pretty strong with baseball here in this
state. And
then
Dixon on the sports segment is telling you a little bit about the junior college World Series and playoffs. Right. You know, we had a couple in there, and then you got D2 stuff. So, I mean, there's a lot of great baseball, and a lot of them are still playing right now.
Last night I was at Trustmark Park watching the state high school championship baseball.
Last day is today.
My son-in-law, Frank Hutton, is on the coaching staff at Medicine Central. So, of course,
they play tonight, right? Or was that yesterday?
No, they played Friday night. What's today?
Saturday?
They played Thursday night, Friday night, and today's the final.
Because
Madison Central won the first game 11-7, I think. And the second game we lost 4-3 last night. And then today's the final game where whoever wins gets the state championship.
There's a bunch of Madison Central kids that have been all over the SEC.
Yeah.
And a couple of them have had great careers at Mississippi State. Braden Montgomery, who came in from Stanford last year, first-round draft pick. He was a Madison Central kid. I watched him as a junior and senior in high school, and I was like, this guy's a first-round draft pick. And he went to college. So then you got Highfield. He's been, you know, played the catcher at Mississippi State off that Madison Central crew. And then Jake Cook over at Southern Miss, amazing outfielder, and has had a wonderful season. So, I mean, you got a lot of these kids from Madison Central playing all over the place, and there's a lot more that I'm not mentioning.
And Brandon as well has some people that have played in big time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I was just saying, though, you mentioned your connection to Madison Central.
Frank Hutton's a coach out there, and I like to promo that a little bit.
Well, they are putting a lot of players out. And I mean, again, around the metro area, I will say this. Between Prep and Hartfield and Jay and MRA, there's some really good baseball, even in the private school ranks, that have I wish they'd all just mash it up together and everybody would play.
Yeah,
there would be no
separate
this and that.
Yeah,
I cover it in football, but you know, in baseball, it's the same thing. There's so many just really good programs, good schools, and a lot of great coaches out there. And you know, I've watched it. It's like anything. You see stuff get better as time progresses. A lot of leadership. the resources and the things.
Well, we're lucky that I'm not still there, because after the game, I think I wandered the parking lot. I'm amazed that I'm still not there looking for my car.
Where is my car?
It's so little that it can hide behind two vehicles and you can't see it.
You're walking around going, dude, where's my car?
And finally, my daughter came up to me and said, your car's over there in that parking lot.
And
I said, oh.
You went out the wrong exit.
Yeah, well, I went in the wrong exit and came out a different exit, and therefore got really... Hey, let's get to some handyman stuff.
No, I mean, I'm sure there's a handyman trick out there for finding your car that somebody
there
knows.
There is, but you know,
somebody's got it.
I mean, Volkswagens used to have what? Tennis balls on the top of the antenna or something like that. And I'm sure there's a way to mark that, but you're supposed to remember where you parked.
I remember once going and getting in somebody's car that looked just like mine. They had left the door unlocked, and I got in. And I said, this doesn't feel right.
Really?
And I got out of there in a heartbeat, man. I was like, oh, my goodness, I better get out of here.
Good place to get shot.
Yeah, I've never done that again. But
well, we're coming up on Memorial Day weekend. Well, of course, this is the weekend. It's a big weekend. But Memorial Day really began in 1868. That was the first day they declared Memorial Day, or I think it was Declaration Day. But at any rate, it's really for us to respect and honor the people that have given their all, the men and women, in all of the wars in all of the world. When you think about, I think, as far as I know, the story that I've heard is Memorial Day started because the Confederate ladies were walking around putting flowers on the Confederate graves, and then they got together and got looking at all the other graves around that did not have bodies, and they said, those are Union soldiers, and they gave their all as well, and they started putting flowers down on those as well. And that was the beginning of Memorial Day. So, you know, if you take some time, I think Monday, everybody's doing cookouts and all sorts of great things are happening out there that people are looking at and being a part of. But just, you know, enjoy Memorial Day, but make sure you just honor the people that gave their all. You know, just like in the Civil War, 600,000 people lost their lives. I mean, Memorial Day, you know, honor and respect the people that have given their all for this country, because they definitely exist. And it's amazing. It's amazing what they did. All right. Well, we're going to start talking about some stuff that going to be interesting to you. What I've found out this week by talking to a whole lot of different people is not everybody knows how to shut off all of your utilities in their home. And I think that it's important that they do. That includes gas and propane and electric and water and just everything that's possible. Shut it off. If you should know what the shutoff is and how to use it. And any adult or older teenager who understands the logic of everything being shut off should be shown how to do that and should know how to do that. It's very important that people learn exactly how to shut off the utilities in their house, because during the case of an emergency, it's great for the fire department to know that all the utilities are shut off in the house and there is no generator feeding electricity that nobody really knows about. So just make sure everything's shut down, including making sure that your generator is not working not on as it should be, and shut that stuff off. It's important to do, and also you should talk a little bit about making some sort of fire plan for your family so that they don't panic during a situation. They understand what to do during a situation. That's so important. All right. Phone numbers are 888-808-8637, or you can text us at 601-879-4395 as our C-Spire text line. And we'd love to get a text from you and see what's going on in your life. And we'll be happy to show that on the air if you send us a text of something you're building or something you're talking about. And we'll be happy to be a part of sharing that with whoever's out there listening. We've got coming up in a little while, we've got Wade Pilgrim is going to be on the phone with us from Revel Ace Hardware. And they're doing a little special today for the holidays. And we'll talk about that a little bit when Wade gets here on the phone. And we'll talk to him about that. So, but until then, we're just talking about all kinds of great stuff that kind of needs to doing. All right, water. Do you have enough? Is water just dripping out of your faucet and maybe not coming out of your shower head as strong as it should be? Well, there's a couple things you can do to correct that. A lot of times, older faucets have like a screw-on end of the tap. There's a screw-on screen and water filter and all kinds of things. Those tend to get clogged from time to time and will stop or actually slow down the flow of your water a great deal. So clean those out. Also, your shower head will tend to get clogged up from time to time. It's great to take it off from time to time and maybe take a toothpick and go through all the holes on your shower head and poke them and make sure they're cleaned out. And also, you may get some cloggage inside your shower head. And if you unscrew it, and you can see it and clean it up really thoroughly. And if you're really worried about it, take the shower head while it's off and soak it in a jar, in a bottle or a plate or a bowl of vinegar, white vinegar, and it will dissolve all of the minerals and everything, and it'll work right again as it should be. Very interesting thing to do, but you need to do just that kind of thing. It's important to do. But that's really something we need to do. Hey, Atlas Foundation Repair. Well, there's nobody better at repairing foundations than my friends at Atlas. Tony Arpino. Well, he's, of course, I'm sure he's enjoying the weekend, Memorial Day weekend. He's looking forward to a big time off. But He is the best person to call in the world if you have a foundation that is giving you trouble and it's like a slab foundation. Tony Arpino, 1-800-256-1010. He will come to your home. He will take pictures of your, or you can send him pictures even on text, and he will be happy to get in touch with you and contact you and give you a free estimate. No large trucks, no big stuff in your yard. He'll get done in a day or so and do it really quickly. Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation Repair. He really knows what he's doing, and he works throughout the entire state of Mississippi. It doesn't matter if you're on the coast or you're way up by Memphis somewhere. He'll come to you and take care of your situation. You won't have to worry about it again, and it'll be done correctly. You call him, Atlas Foundation Repair, 1-800-256-1010. Yeah, Tony's best there is, and take care of your foundations, and he can do that. All right. We've talked about this before, and I've seen many, many people not do this correctly, including in new homes as well. To take any kind of slab door or door that has a laminate on it, whether it be an exterior door or an interior door, or if it's a masonite door, what you need to do is, if you're going to cut it down and you want it, you don't want it the whole 6-8, or if it's an 8-foot door, you don't want the whole 8, maybe because of the size of the opening you have, you want to cut it down a little bit, maybe a half inch or so. Not a bad idea. Thing to do is take a straight edge and put it on where you intend to cut it, and then mark it with maybe a pencil or something. And then on that same mark, with that straight edge just secured properly to the door, maybe with clamps even, scribe that area. Scribe it really well right through the veneer. And then when you cut, cut through the veneer or below the veneer. And that way the door won't splinter. And if you do that with a masonite door, it won't flake up at the top. Like masonite doors that have not been scribed and cut first, you can actually see them kind of a little bit wider at the bottom than they should be, because they're fluffing out a little bit. They're sticking out a little bit. But fiberglass doors, hey, they cut down this pretty easy. Do the same, though. It's a good idea to score them and score any kind of door you're going to cut, because scoring really makes a difference in cutting it, and makes a difference as to whether it will actually splinter or pull up or whatever, turn mushy like they do. But that'll help a good deal. All right. We got all kinds of little things we want to talk about today, but I hear some either a cat or something in the background. We're about to take a short break. You're listening to a buddy at Mississippi, Super Talk Mississippi, here at the Build Mississippi Studios.
The cat got you.
Stuck on that. Oh, lonesome me. I'm going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with Wade, and so don't you go away.
Way back. So
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
Jeff Dunham, artificial intelligence, his all-new tour.
Jeff Dunham, you're the other white meat.
Bobby, how can you be so smart on one hand and so stupid on the other?
Well, you're half of it.
I realize I could have avoided all this years ago with one simple word. I do not. Silence!
Saturday, August 16th, Pearl River Resort Silver Star Convention Center. Tickets on sale now at pearlriverresort.com.
I'm gonna buy me a jug of wine. First, I'm gonna stop at the whiskey store. I'm gonna buy me a jug of wine. I'm gonna hit the highway. They call Highway 49.
And you know what? We're lucky enough that we don't have to go very far to hit Highway 49 because it's famous all over the world. And people are just yakking and happy about the fact that the blues was born right here in Mississippi. Great, great state. A message came in on the text. Somebody said that when you're cutting off the bottom of the door, it's also a good idea to painter's tape on the bottom of the door and cut through it, and it helps the door from splintering as well. And he's right about that. And I happened to look at a text before that he sent. He didn't send it to me, but I think he sent it to somebody here, that he's driving the truck for trick. What are they called?
Come on. Cheap Trick.
Yeah, Cheap Trick. He's driving one of the four rigs for Cheap Trick. And,
wow.
That's a pretty cool job. That's a pretty good job. Thank you. Thank you for the text, by the way. I appreciate that very much. All right. We're waiting on Wade Pilgrim with Revel Hardware.
Yeah, he was in the middle of cooking, and he was going to go see if somebody could grab the grill for him for a second. So we're juggling. And
yeah,
he's
Wade's got his hands
he's
full.
His hands they sound busy.
Yeah, they're going to be really busy all day today. Revel does big things on Memorial Day always, and always have and always will. But appreciate their sponsorship of this program. They are really, really happening people. All right. Well, if you have, like, older cabinets in your house that maybe the cabinet hinges are held in place by screws, and a lot of times those screws start after a number of years, the hole that actually holds them screws gets kind of worn out and the screws start pulling away, and you're going, my door is just doesn't close and it's anchoring down and it looks kind of out of the way. Would sure like to fix that. Well, you can. And I'll go into explaining that to you in just a few minutes. But let's talk to Wade Pilgrim with Revel Hardware right now. Wade, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Man, you're out there cooking, huh?
Man, out there, yes, we are. We're cooking. We're having chicken wings. We're having Mark Allen smoked sausage. We're having hamburgers. Man, we've got Meat Church seasonings. Buy one, get one free. A lot of hardware to sell. All kinds of grills. We got everything from Weber to Big Green Egg to Napoleon. You name it, we got it. And we're doing this from 11 to 2 today.
All right. Well, then the food will be great because people at Revel know what they're doing when it comes to making a barbecue and getting together and having one. And you're out at the Madison store, I understand.
Absolutely. I'm at the Madison store. We're also cooking at the Ville Plaza. Uh-huh. We're also cooking at the Reservoir.
Good.
And in Clinton.
All right. Well, get over there, folks, and enjoy some of that food, free food. It's fun. And then you'll get to actually shop at Revel, where they have just anything you'll ever need in the line of hardware. And what they have most, I say this all the time, and I think it's true, is that you people do customer service probably better than anybody I know.
What we focus on, yes, sir. The only thing we have to do today is focus on our customers.
That's right. That's the most important thing there is that you have to do, even though you sell quality equipment. And in Pearl, they have that Outdoor Power Equipment Center, which does an amazing business with amazing stuff. But even there, customer service is number one, and that's what you guys have always, always focused on from day one till even today. And that's so good.
Absolutely.
That's such a good thing to do. But before Revel took over that store in Madison, which, what, a year or two ago, something like that, it was a pretty good Ace store because I used to shop there from time to time, but certainly not to the degree of what you guys have turned it into. You guys have made it like, whoa, whoa.
Well, we love what we do.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the thing. Anybody that tends to work at Revel really, really enjoys it and has a good time doing it, and that's so important. It's so that's why you get such good customer service, because they enjoy what they're doing.
You don't mind getting up and going to work in the morning. You sure don't.
No, you really don't. And I've got to say that you guys have some of the best bosses in the business. They're good people. They really are.
Very good. Very, very good people.
All the Rooks are just
Oh, the Rooks family is a fantastic family. Yeah. Everyone, and I think I've met just about all of them.
Yeah, I met a bunch of them myself. Just a whole lot of them, because they've been with us for Dunaway and I were talking the other day. He said, "Is it 25 years or longer?" I said, "I don't know. It might be longer." I said, "I have no idea." You guys have been with us a long
time. Well, you know, we are celebrating our 75th anniversary right now, this year.
Wow. 75 years. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. How many stores are you guys running now?
Nine.
Uh-huh. And does that include the commercial side as well?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so there's nine stores, and that does include, they also have a very large commercial size where people need anything. But cooking should be good out there today, huh?
It's going to be fantastic. Going to make your tongue slap your brains out. Y'all come on out and see us.
Get out to the Revel and enjoy their cookout and have a good time over there. Wade, I appreciate the time you're taking with us. Get back over there to the grill and get cooking, man.
Here I go. Y'all come on,
Seth. All right. Thank you very much for talking to us. Revel Ace Hardware. They really, really are good people, and they know their stuff, and they do it very, very well. Good people, Revel Ace Hardware.
Now, that is a working man right there.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get pulled off the grill to do an interview, and then he's ready to get back to that grill.
Yeah.
He's got people to feed, and you got people to keep happy, but that's just the way they are. The whole everyone I've ever been to, Revel Ace Hardware, and I remember as a kid, Revel Ace was around a lot in South Jackson.
I've been to the South Jackson. That's why I used to do all most of my business.
Our league was not sponsored by Revel Ace Hardware, but the best team that we would have to play from, you know, Level Woods and all that, they were always the Revel Ace team.
Sure.
So, yeah, they were great. But they've been around forever, and honestly, I don't think there's any – comparison to Revel Ace Hardware.
No,
I know there's some great small places and mom and pops, but you're locally owned and operated.
And care about their local communities. Yeah, I mean, like you said, you played against many people that were Revel Ace sponsored. That's well, right. I was a coach in Pearl for the Junior League, the Pearl League, and Revel sponsored a lot of those teams. We had a lot of Revels. I have a lot of Revel shirts at home.
Yeah, they've expanded so much since I was a kid over here in Rankin County, Madison.
Yeah, they really
and good, because they do a great job. And it's not any knock against somebody else in the way they were, but Revel Ace, you're going to get the help you need. You're going to be able to find the stuff, and it's organized, and they carry so many other things that aren't just hardware. We're talking about the cooking stuff and the grilling stuff, and man, they've got a absolute feast for the senses when you walk in there.
Really, when you walk in
there. Other goodies, too.
Everything you'll ever need, and they're such good people. And I enjoy them. All right, Revel Ace. Go see him.
Yeah, get on over there. They got some chicken wings, he said.
Well, I could get over there, but I don't know. I don't know.
It's on your way home. Get you a chicken wing.
Kind of not.
Not today, at least.
I'm going to Pearl today. I'm going back that way. And that's not part of the way. All right. This guy was talking about the truck that he's driving for a cheap trick. He said, AC/DC, Not Cheap Trick. Oh,
AC/DC, even better.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I thought that guitar player was, it is AC/DC. He's right. AC/DC, not Cheap Trick. I made the correction. I hope you hear it.
Felt sorry for, what's his name, Angus. Stuck in the schoolboy outfit. Everybody else got to do whatever they wanted. He's out there rocking a 16-year-old schoolboy British outfit. You know, he's like, how did I get stuck with this?
He can play guitar.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. The most talented person on the roster, and you put him in an outfit like a 16-year-old's guy. He wore it his whole life. And, I mean, it's not like he ever – that was his patterned and patented, you know, look.
Regressing a little bit. Back, my very first concert that I ever went to was in Providence, Rhode Island, and I got to see the Young Rascals, and they were still dressed in their –
same gear.
The Young Rascal clothes.
You know that's got to be difficult, though, as you age and having to kind of keep that brand.
Image up.
Yeah, yeah, it's impossible.
Come on, give me a break. Yeah. I want to be me.
Well, you know, watching the old rockers wearing wigs. Yeah. I mean, they ain't got no hair left. As much hairspray as they put in that stuff, that ain't real.
Really. All right. Well, the difference between yellow wood and pressure treated, what is the difference? Well, yellow wood.
Well, that's that guy from Auburn.
Yeah, yellow wood is actually.
What's his name?
I can't think of his name. It doesn't matter. No, I can't think of it right now. But at any rate, yellow wood is kiln dried pressure treated, which makes it so much lighter than regular pressure treated. Regular pressure treated is still moist many times when it's shipped even to your site, and definitely moist when it's shipped to the lumber yards. So it's a lot, much heavier. But yellow wood also has a relative, if you would, called, I think it's called, I don't know. Some of the big box home centers don't sell yellow wood, but they sell a product that's very similar to it that is kiln dried pressure treated. And that'll work just as well as yellow wood. Kiln dried pressure treated works pretty darn well, and works almost as good as yellow wood. Even though I agree, yellow wood is good stuff. It really is good stuff. But I think any time you're building, always be aware of getting either a kiln-dried pressure-treated or a yellow wood, because it'll be much easier to cut, much easier to screw and nail and work with, and you'll be able to size it any way you want to a lot more easily than you would otherwise with regular pressure-treated. And on top of that, it's not nearly as heavy. I mean, you can carry a load of it in your pickup truck. You can't carry a load of pressure treated in your pickup truck without putting too much weight in there. So, yeah, that's the difference, really. Yellow wood, good stuff. And also KD is also good stuff. Kiln dried. KD is still in. KD is kiln dried. And that means that lumber is taken while it's green and put inside a big vat, where it actually sits for a while and dries out. And the vat actually dries it out. And when it reaches a certain humidity, it's then let out. Because when it's put in, it's kind of wet. All wood is that way. They call that green. But any wood that's been kiln dried is much better. And some wood is just air dried. And there are some good areas here in the state where air drying is being done, and how they do that is they take whatever the material is and they put wide slats between each layer of material so that the air can flow through all of the material, and it's when it's air dried, it's left out there for a pretty good while to air dry, and then it's not bad. It's really not. Air drying isn't a bad way to go, but pressure treating is, kiln drying is much better in my opinion. But again, that's my opinion, and that's what I have to say. That's all I have to say about that. All right, we did cabinet door. Oh, yeah, we were talking about cabinet doors, and then Wade got in the way. Again, we're going back to that loose cabinet door that you may have, and that screw that has come loose because the screw hole has kind of eased out and there's not much left to do it, so to hold the screw in place. Best thing to do is either remove the screw totally, and then in the screw hole, either the best thing to do is take toothpicks and put them in there and break them off, maybe one, maybe two, maybe even three. And what I do is I break in a little bit and just tap them a little more so they'll go a little deeper in the hole, and then break them off and they'll be even, and then put the screw back in and the screw will hold and your cabinets will be taken care of. It'll work! Hey, short break coming up. This is Buddy Slowick, Handyman Show, right here at the Build Mississippi Studios. Take a short break. Be right back. Don't you go away.
No matter how I try, I just can't make them cry. What you trying to do now? Don't play me in my face. You may even a little harder. Joy is up just the same.
For over 20 years, Purple Wave Auction has been the trusted leader in online auctions, offering the easiest way to buy and sell equipment. From bulldozers to backhoes and combines to cranes, we host multiple weekly auctions in construction, ag, and fleet equipment. With our no-reserve format and sell-where-it-sits approach, you can bid on local equipment without waiting for far-off auction dates. Get registered for free and start bidding today at purplewave.com.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Hi, I'm Jim.
Yeah, lets me use the car.
I listen a lot to production of songs. That one is well produced.
Oh my goodness, Sledgehammer is one of my favorites.
Yeah,
production.
When you start listening
absolutely
to production, it's like
great.
And one of the songs I'm going to play during the music segment today is, should it be played during the music segment? Because of the production, I want to play it. So I'll tell you about that when it comes around. I didn't hear you.
We're not far off.
We're not far off. But kind of a public service announcement, if you will. But Dash and Splash, that's the Brain Institute, is about to have their 5K. It's really a do anything. You can run, you can walk, you can ride a wheelchair. It doesn't matter what kind of disability you may have. The 5K is for everybody. And Catherine Bishop was on last year with us, and I'm going to try to get her on this year. It's happening on June 28th, the Dash and Splash. And we'll tell you more about it as time gets a little closer, but all of my family has always participated in it, and they've enjoyed it. It's a lot of fun because it's only a 5K. And people say, what do you mean a 5K? Well, I can say that because I have a crazy son who runs like, on one day he'll run like 100 miles. He did a trip, and he did another one for 62 miles. He's crazy. But at any rate, he also runs in the 5K, and he enjoys it a lot. But a lot of people will be a part of that as well. So, hey, be a part of it. It'll be fun. Well, the square footage of a house is less important to me than the layout or the planning of a house. I believe you can get more space out of less square footage if the layout is done properly. In other words, you can take a smaller footprint, let's just say a 2,000-foot footprint, and do a great layout and great design for that house where everything is easily accessible and yet visible and easy to get to. And you take the house next door that may be 2,000 square feet that is not laid out quite as well as this one, and they just don't look the same. So I really do believe that a good plan and a good layout is just as important as the amount of square footage. And you might consider that when you're looking for homes, because, of course, the prices of homes have gone up, but people are buying them left and right. One, because the interest rate has trickled down a little bit. Maybe it'll trickle down some more. And that's a crystal ball that nobody has. We'll just see what happens with that. But at any rate, real estate has not gone away. People are still buying houses, and people still want to get into houses. But as you're looking, don't be wowed by color or by, you know, get a good look. Say, really, could I live in this place? Could this be my home? Could I enjoy being here? Is this my place of, is this my sanctuary, so to speak? My house is my sanctuary. I can get away. I can get away from the whole world just by going home. And I like it. That's the way home should be, where you can actually get away from the whole home. And that's why I really believe it's important to have a good layout on your house. It's important to have everything properly, including, and I've said this word before, is feng shui. What is feng shui? Well, feng shui is actually the placement of things, where they go and where they belong. In other words, you may place a chair somewhere, and it really doesn't belong there. And it has a place in the room where it belongs, and it really does belong there. And you should put it where it belongs. That's feng shui, knowing where the stuff goes and putting it where it belongs. And you'll be so happy doing that, using feng shui. Don't overcrowd your house with too much stuff either. I mean, too much furniture can almost, I don't care how nice of a furniture it is, it can be a top name brand in the world, and too much is still not going to look good. Too much is not going to look as good as open spaces and a little freedom to move. And I think that's what people are aiming for in this day and age. Looking for a cleaner look, close to no maintenance look. I mean, there is no such thing as no maintenance, because maintenance exists everywhere in every home. Homes are built to be taken care of. In other words, you're going to have to maintain them somehow or other, one way or other. And if you don't, somebody else will. You may hire somebody to do that. You may do it yourself, whatever. And that's important to keep your house in good shape. And if you get into a new home or a relatively new home, you can keep it in really good condition if you have all the things in it that need taken care of, properly taken care of. It's important to do. So make sure you check all that out. And then you too can have a home that you're proud of, and a home that, you know, you're happy to show off and just say, hey, I live here. I like this place. All right. As society grows older, and yes, it is. Society is growing older. A lot of people want to stay in their own home as they get older. And that presents certain difficulties that need to be addressed so they can maintain a level of security in their home. And some of the preparation would mean more grab bars, more handrails, like in straight hallways that don't seem to have any incline to them at all. Handrails really can help a great deal with a person who is elderly who wants to stay in that house. To walk down a hallway and have a handrail there to help you, hey, get on it. It'll do just the trick that you needed to do. But there's also handrails, grab bars, no steps whatsoever, very little clutter. And there are companies like Amada Senior Care, that can supply you with somebody to come to your home every day and cook a meal or drive you to the store or take care of your wants and need that particular day. And Amada is one of the companies that really cares about their people. And like Revel, they have great service people. They really do. Amada is a senior care, really does care about their individual customers and cares about them very well. And who are their customers? Mostly single nesters and people who live alone, who just need somebody to come by maybe once a day, maybe once a week, maybe once every other week, maybe twice. Who knows? Whatever schedule you may have to work out, works out. Great company, Amada. All right, take a short break. We're coming up with a music segment at 11 o'clock right after the Fox National News coming your way. Also some Fox Local News. And then we'll come back with a music segment where we're going to do Whole Lonesome Me. Take a short break. Be right back at the Build Mississippi Studios.
Dogs begin to bark. Hounds begin to howl. Watch how strange can be. Little red roosters on the prowl.
Super Talk. Nobody keeps Mississippi informed like we do. With 12 stations covering all 82 counties. If it happens in your state, we're on top of it. The news, the weather, the sports, and the talk that's important to you. The issues that matter to you, your family, and your bank account. It's all right here. And when you're away from home, depend on the SuperTalk app and supertalk.fm to stay in the know. We're proud to serve our fellow Mississippians. SuperTalk Mississippi. Looking for Mississippi news online can be kind of frustrating.
This is news from Mississippi. County? Missouri?
Your Mississippi news. On air. And online. Supertalk.fm. News happens fast. There's a lot to take in. And a lot to hear. From all across the Magnolia State. And the foremost spot for Mississippi news is Supertalk.fm. Your Mississippi news. On air and online. Supertalk.fm.
This is home at...
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Welcome back to the Handyman Show. My name is Buddy Slowick, Mississippi's handyman, here until 12 o'clock at Super Talk Mississippi from the Build Mississippi Studios. And this is the music segment. And I'm going to start because last week for the bumper music, we played an awful lot of Boston. And there was a text at the very end of the segment that asked about, what about Brad Depp? And somebody asked the question about Brad. Brad sang on many of the Boston albums, except their newest one. Tommy DiCarlo sang on those. Brad Depp committed suicide, and there was a lot of rumors about his suicide as to whether he and Tom Scholz had tit for tat and were really in total disagreement. And the press got a hold of that and made a big deal out of that. And Scholz nor Depth didn't agree with that because they were good friends and they didn't have trouble at all. And they actually sued the media. And Brad, his whole entire life since high school, had been considering suicide. And he ended up killing himself with carbon monoxide in an automobile. And that's why we have Tommy DiCarlo now singing for Boston. So that's a story about Brad Depth. I hope that answers your question somewhat. Okay. And also one other bit of trivia. The man who said he drove for AC/DC said in 1999 he drove for Brooks and Dunn, too. Wow.
Some fun dudes also.
Yeah, some fun. That had to be great trips. That'd be great trips. I'm sure he's driven others as well. All right. We're going to go to another group called Moe. Moe, a song called High and Low. They're a jam band that was formed in 1989 at the University of Buffalo, and they started jamming and started playing around in local clubs and whatnot, and before you know it, they're playing festivals. And then they started playing with bigger bands and bigger festivals more and more, and now they've become world-known. And I don't believe they've really had a hit record, so to speak, but so many people know who Moe really is. They're a great jam band, and they just do some wonderful, wonderful music. So let's listen to a little bit of High and Low, Moe.
Down through a trapdoor I'd have never found otherwise. It's high and low all at once, not one or the other. You know what I mean, stuck in between. Green and blue, pink and there's 6 million hues to choose from. There's no stop and no start. It's forever they sing together more than some of their parts.
Joy, just the vocalist is great. I mean, he has a good tone to his voice, and he can reach the high notes, no trouble. Hi! Great group. I enjoy listening to him. I've listened to a lot of music they've played over the years. Great stuff. Always good stuff. Well, we talked a little bit about production, and I've listened to Carla Bonoff a lot, and I like Carla Bonoff. I like her music, and she did Jackie DeShannon song called When You Walked Into the Room. She had a copy of it. But some of the production on there is just so great. Kenny Edwards was a producer, and he played bass on there as well. Russell Kunkel, great studio drummer who pretty well known, played drums, and of course Kenny Edwards played guitar, and then electric guitar was played by Dan Dugmore and Waddy Wattle. And it was also Jackie DeShannon sang backup with her as well on When You Walk Into the Room, as well as writing the song years and years ago. This is just a copy of When You Walked Into the Room. Let's listen to Carla.
Thank you.
time. You change the room when you walk into it. They said that Bob Dylan could walk into a room anywhere, anytime, and all of a sudden be the center of attention.
Didn't try at all.
He just would walk into a room, and just all of a sudden people would just be magnetically attuned to him, what he was doing. Strange, strange. Lance has that kind of
appeal. I do. All day long.
When you walked in the room.
Yeah, like, wow, man, this guy.
No, we know where to find you, right there in that glass booth.
Yeah, hard to find.
Yeah, except on days like, tomorrow you'd be.
Monday, Sunday and Monday. Monday. I do get a day off on Monday with everybody else.
You'd be hiding out. Well, I talked earlier about peace in your home. You need to have peace in your home. John Hiatt, I don't know. Just when you listen to him, there's peace involved in it. And he's covered so many songs, and he's written so many songs for other people as well. He's done so much. There's peace in his voice and in his presentation. Just listening to him just makes me feel good. I just like to listen to what he has to say, even though sometimes it's a little bit different. Hey, let's give a listen to John Hiatt. You do Have a Little Faith in Me. You, baby, you got to. Correction came in on the text, which I have to honor for sure, about Brad Depp. He did die of carbon monoxide, but it wasn't an automobile. Marky Mark says that he died from carbon monoxide from a charcoal grill that actually created charcoal. The charcoal briquettes created carbon monoxide, and he died from that. Strangely the same.
Wow. Well, I mean, prepping a burger and you die. That's rough.
And who is Marky Mark?
Marky Mark is Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, I know, but is that him?
I don't know if it is. Thank you for taking part in our show.
Really, we appreciate you.
Love your work.
And if it was you, call us back. We want to talk to you.
Yeah, we'll have you on.
We'll have you on.
Yeah, love to have you on.
And I'm sure you'd have something to say, particularly since you know so much about Boston.
Well, and hamburgers too. They had that hamburger.
I've been to a lot of places before.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Right. That's really good. All right. We better continue with the music set before we run out of time. Well, we're not running out of time, are we? We got plenty of time. Anthony Gomes. How does a guy like Anthony Gomes, and now it's called the Anthony Gomes Band. I don't know how they can be around for so many years, and I have not heard of them. I don't know how that happens, but that does. On his songs, one of them is called Bluesified, and Anthony plays vocals and guitar and plays a great, great guitar. He's a great guitar player, but he plays mostly blues and southern rock. Born in Canada and is from Canada. He lives now in St. Louis, though. But just, it, to me, it's really strange that somebody like that can be around so very, very long, and yet I have not heard of them. And their music, I believe, is really, really, really good. So let's just give a listen to Anthony Gomes, Bluesified.
Comes in and knocks you down. Don't see it coming till you hit the ground. Oh, baby. You had me hypnotized. Since I met you, baby.
I'm telling you, blues, unbelievably good, unbelievably good. All right, well, tell us about your situation with the Kentucky Headhunters there, Lance.
They're my idols.
Yeah, you really like that, huh?
Those guys, man. I grew up with them. My dad turned me on to them when I was a kid, and just it's one of those things when.
Well, they've been around a long time.
And they are good.
They really are good.
Like I said, they didn't put out a ton of things, but what they did put out was on top.
Was on top. Great, great. They're just so fun to listen to. They did a copy of a song called Old Lonesome Me, which is now is stuck in my head and will probably be stuck in my head the rest of the day. Thank you, Lance. I appreciate you setting me up that way.
Well, I got another one on the way back in. So.
Oh, no. I can only have one song stuck in my head a day. And then when I get to my guitar, I try to learn it and go, never mind. I'll forget that. Forget get that away. But, yeah, good song and a good group, Kentucky Headhunters. Always worth listening to. And always worth going to. Hey, coming up June 7th, Ardenland is doing the Cathead Jam. It's here in Jackson, June 6th and 7th. And Ardenland is putting that on. It'll be downtown at the Cathead Distilleries. And we're going to try to have Arden on, I think, next week, at least next week.
You got to get him off the motorcycle traveling around the country. You know?
I think he's in town. I'm not sure. I don't know.
You never know.
With Arden,
he works all the time, but he also knows how to enjoy life.
And when he's out where he's working, he knows how to dig it. Yes, he does. He'll be with us and tell us a little bit about what's going on with Cathead Jam, and that'll be a lot more fun to talk about, because a lot of good groups are playing. I mean, Anthony Francis, who we played a little bit of here, and the Susto String Band, and Makilia Davis. Great stuff. Paul Davis and the Morning Doves also be there. Hey, Kentucky Headhunters, Old Lonesome Me.
I know that I should.
This is professional ball player and former Mississippi State Bulldog, Jake Mangum. Hitting a single is great, but you know what's better? Doubles, triples, and home runs. Getting more for less always feels great, which is why I tell everyone to take advantage of Farm Bureau's home and auto insurance bundle. If you aren't already on the team, it's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Make plans to visit Grammy Museum, Mississippi to experience Music America, iconic objects from America's music history. Now through April 2025, featuring iconic objects from artists such as B.B. King, Billie Holiday, Bob Dylan, Buddy Holly, Ella Fitzgerald, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, Jimi Hendrix, Lead Belly, Sam Cooke, and Whitney Houston, with specific artifacts on display.
To purchase tickets or learn more about the exhibit and other events, visit GrammyMuseumMS.org. America's Music Highway is supported by Visit Mississippi and the Mississippi Humanities Council.
Hey, this is...
Hey, you're sorry once again. You want me to take you back once more. You say you need a helping hand. But that's what you told.
Text from a customer. Will. Will from Yazoo City said, "Old Lonesome Me" was originally written by Don Gibson.
That does not surprise me. Yeah, I've heard the original is really good. It's much more simple.
Yeah, oh, it's
much more simple. Don is a player.
Don wrote a lot of good songs. Really good. Good stuff.
Roy Clark, though, he's one. He is underrated. People don't even mention him most of the time. And you just go watch that guy. And you're like, I love him. I love this
when
dude.
When he played, he never played with, like, hey, look at me.
No.
And never really made a big deal out of it. Just played the guitar like
nobody else.
Fire.
Right. What a great player.
And yet, he didn't show it at all in his personality. It was like, I'm just...
He's like the guy that could have driven the bus there, but yet he's the talent.
Yeah, he's an unbelievable talent at that. And, yeah, he is underrated a good bit. And you know who else was underrated and I think is beginning to get known as a guitarist that can really do his stuff is Vince Gill. He was underrated for a long, long time.
Pure Prairie, man.
Yeah, Pure Prairie League, and then he had his country solo career.
It was amazing. I love the Pure Prairie League stuff from the very beginning when he's long-haired, and you didn't realize that he was – it's kind of like watching Kenny Rogers in First Edition. You're like, what? The Roaster was a hippie?
But he can play guitar. Golly. And the Eagles are beginning to realize that they don't need to hire a sideman to play guitar. They got Vince. He can play it between him and Joe Walsh. It's a done deal. All right. This morning I was watching I don't know why I got on YouTube or on some. Yeah, it was YouTube. I was watching a man setting a post. Just a 4x4 pressure treated post, and it was yellow wood or kiln dried. And his recommendation was that the post needs to be one third of the length of it needs to be in the ground. So, in other words, simply, if it's a 9-foot post, 3 feet of it needs to be in the ground, is what he's telling us. And what you do is you dig that hole for your post. And then at the bottom, once you get it all smoothed out and exactly the right depth and all leveled out, then you fill the bottom with pea gravel, all kinds of gravel, and you tamp it down and measure again and make sure that you haven't come up too high. And then once it's tamped down, then you set your post, and before you put your post in there, you'd actually coat the whole bottom of it, which is going to be underground, with Flex Seal. It's a spray Flex Seal, and that will prevent water from getting in there, creating premature decay, which even in pressure treated, you're going to get some premature decay and maybe some insect infestation that could happen because pressure treated is not foolproof. It's good. It's really good. But with the Flex Seal, man. And then he thinks that it's a much better system to use concrete as your post-setting material than it is like a polyfoam, because the polyfoam is loose and can actually create shaking and rattling in the post down the road, whereas concrete is going to sit and set stable and set right. So,
do you think we could get the guy that does the commercials for Flex Seal, that they take the screen door and cut the bottom out of a boat and then put the screen door in there and just Flex Seal it in, and he takes off? I want that guy on one day.
Really?
Flex Seal, the many uses of
Flex Seal is good stuff.
If you ever need a screen door for the bottom of your boat, we got you covered, man.
Yeah, that's just what you need to have.
It's like, that's all you got.
Not me. I don't want to go on my boat with that's only.
No, I mean, I'm sure it's a great product, but I'm not trying that.
I'm not trying that either. I'm on my boat to have a hole bottom in it. One that I can't see through. I don't care to see down there.
That's one of those commercials, though. You're like, is that real, though? I mean, is that fake camera stuff? Or is that real? Because, I'm curious. It makes a mark, like a lot of products do when they advertise them to. But do they really do the things they say they're going to do?
You know, I've often wondered about, because there are a lot of commercials like that that are the one-timers that are really talking about a great product and saying it's a great product. And a certain percentage of them are great products. And then there's the rest.
I want to hear from our listeners who have bought the lemons. Thinking they were going to. My dad was the ultimate up late and order junk off the TV back when, and he couldn't resist it. And I mean, he was like 30. It wasn't like he was 70 and 80 or bored and just looking to do something. He was 30 something ordering all that junk. And we would get these things that would come, and you know, it was, most of it was terrible. But I want to hear from listeners. Like, if you grew up with a parent or a sibling or what that had to have all the late night Ron Popeil set it and forget it and all that stuff. And the ones that really didn't work, that's the funny stuff. You know, let us know, because I know you have some experiences with it.
Yeah, and don't be ashamed.
No, I mean, I'll tell you anything. I have no shame here.
No shame.
We're
at all.
Fun.
I mean, we don't have any shame at all in this show.
Don't feel like you got duped or something. We all have. Mm-hmm. That's what those commercials are for.
That's right. That's right. We need to know what's going on with that. At any rate, yeah.
But some of those new products people have bought that they've seen on Twitter, Amazon, and all that, and you know, it'll be this, that, and the other. Let us know what you think, because it helps us steer people also away from
products that
they just don't do what they
don't cut it. Mm-hmm. They don't cut it, and that's a shame that there are products out there like that. But who knows? Maybe in the next 10 years, things will change a little bit, and those products won't be available because they won't be from China.
Or at least let's just be truthful in the advertising side of it. Like that glass sealer thing I sent. I don't know if you ever saw it, but I mean, it looks like super glue. And you're supposed to be able to put it on your windshield or wherever, and it'll just make make it all go away. I'm like, well, Safe Light and those guys, they would be doing the same thing.
Right.
Yeah, but they really have a great marketing piece. There's a flashlight out there.
Right.
You'll see. It looks like you're holding a lighthouse in your hands. But you go down there and read the people that bought it, like, this is junk. It worked for 12 seconds. And, you know. But, yeah, there's all that. I wish we would get back to, or at least have some semblance of order and truthfulness in the advertising world.
Oh, the marketing is. Marketing industry has gotten, like, outrageous.
I mean, that's why you go with people like Tony and Rebel Ace and Josh Quick and those guys, because they, I mean, and Amada and our great,
great,
I mean, they're good people. What they sell you, that's going to work. If it doesn't, they're going to honor,
They're going to honor it and take care of it.
That's right.
Make it right, whatever it is, whatever it can be. Make it as well, as good as it can be. Make it everything that it should be. And that's so, so important. Well, I'll follow up on my pumice stick in the bathroom.
I'll let her know she left it in there.
From what I can see, it hadn't been used yet.
She's probably looking for it. Like, where did I put that down? She has like 15 bathrooms. She has to, like, which bathroom did I leave it in?
There's still a ring around the commode. Get that thing fixed, baby. That's what the Puma Stick is all about, getting that thing fixed. All right. Oh, let's see where I'm going from here. Well, I know a lot of people are going to be on the road this weekend. The road's already jam-packed. People are driving back-to-back and bumper-to-bumper, and I know that's happening. Particularly, I grew up in Cape Cod, and Cape Cod used to be a nice place to be as far as I'm concerned. And now it's a vacation center for the wealthy. If you will, kind of, it's turned into like what Long Island has turned into, where nothing but the rich and famous can live out there now and can afford it. But back when I grew up, normal people could afford to live there, and I had a great time. And this Memorial Day, they always do a sailboat race from Hyannis to, I think, the Vineyard. No, it's actually to Nantucket. It's a pretty long sailboat.
I think
race.
The Kennedys actually back in the old days would participate in
they
that.
Would, they would, because they lived in Hyannisport, or their compound was Hyannisport, which I've been on a bunch of times, and have met Jackie. Never did meet John, but did meet Jackie. When she was actually pregnant with John, I met Jackie. Isn't that amazing?
That is really cool.
Yeah, I was on the Kennedy compound, and I got to meet, what's her name, Shriver. We sold the puppy to the
Maria.
Arnold
Schwarzenegger's
her mother.
Mother, right. Yeah.
Her mother, whoever that was.
One I
of
can't
the,
remember
her mother
name.
Was
She's
one of the
Shriver.
Kennedys, for yeah. sure. And Shriver was her husband. Mm-hmm. But we sold them a puppy. Because I don't know how they got. It's a long story. But anyway, we did go to the compound and hang out there for a while and meet them and meet her. It was a great time. And their compound is gorgeous.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous.
With that and they had a puppy that you had sold them.
And then we saw the puppy later in Life magazine. There was a picture. They didn't feature the puppy, but the puppy you could see it chasing after the kids.
Yeah. They had plenty of those. Yeah. That puppy was having fun, I'm sure. That was a good home for you to sell a dog to.
You probably
couldn't have thought of a better home to sell.
Dog would be well taken care of. You
compound, kids everywhere, and action.
You can count on that.
Dog had a life.
Yeah, the dog had a great life.
Maybe if you'd have been able to implant like a bug, on it, and you could have listened in, and but he would be the deep throat of today.
That would happen today. Back then,
nobody would have cared.
Nobody
much.
Cared
now
back
it
then.
Been
now,
like,
now.
Volcano.
We're going to make national news.
Yeah, be like a volcano going on. The dog did not need its pedigree and went to blue.
Sure. All right. Well, we should do some handyman stuff. caulking compound. Underrated. Not used enough and can really fill a lot of good holes. But the correct caulking compound must be used. Silicone caulking compound and sealant seems like it's the best and it should be used everywhere. Wrong. People should not use silicone caulking for like caulking windows and doors because silicone caulking, some of it is paintable, but some of it is not paintable. Most of it is not paintable. The best thing to use around doors and windows is an acrylic latex type caulking that will tighten up all the holes in your windows and doors and maybe you have to remove the old caulking, or maybe it's in pretty good shape. You just have to clean it a little bit and get rid of the mildew and mold off it, wipe it down and clean it, and then re-caulk. But caulking is important because it keeps moisture from getting in between those cracks and really does seal things up very, very well. But when you go to a caulking aisle at any store, look out. It's like there's caulking for every type situation that you can think of, including a cheapo brand called Painter's Caulk. And Painter's Caulk is, it fills a hole, and it paints over, but I don't think it has a shelf life very long. Painter's Caulk just doesn't work like regular caulking does. Like a 35-year acrylic latex caulking will work much better than Painter's Caulk will. And it is paintable as well. So I think that's what should be used. And there's caulking, there's driveway sealant that comes in caulking tubes. There's mortar patch that comes in caulking tubes. Just about anything you want can come pretty much in a caulking tube, and you can get to what you want by getting that type of product. It'll work for you really well. So when you go to the caulking place, check out all the options that are there. And keep in mind that caulking comes in many different colors. You can get just about any color you want to match as well as you want. So, caulking is a very good product. A very good product. And not used enough, in my opinion, to seal up houses, make them as tight as they should be, and make them comfortable. Because caulking will do the trick. It will. And anytime that you're painting, or whether you're painting the whole house, entire house, of course it needs to be cleaned and do all the proper preparation, the priming that's necessary, the scraping that's necessary, and the caulking that's necessary. Because before you paint, so much of the house probably needs re-caulking. There's probably parts of it that need totally re-caulking. And that caulking, again, the shelf life on acrylic latex caulking is a long time and will probably outlast your paint job. So use a high-quality product for paint jobs and do all of the proper preparation using nothing but quality equipment, because the cheapo is not going to save you any money. You think it is, and it seems like immediately it probably will save you $5-$10, but in the end, when you're talking 5 or 10 years down the road, that money's not going to matter at all. Hey, short break coming up. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at the Build Mississippi Studios. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
For over 20 years, Purple Wave Auction has been the trusted leader in online auctions, offering the easiest way to buy and sell equipment. From bulldozers to backhoes and combines to cranes, we host multiple weekly auctions in construction, ag, and fleet equipment. With our no-reserve format and sell-where-it-sits approach, you can bid on local equipment without waiting for far-off auction dates. Get registered for free and start bidding today at purplewave.com.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Do you have an old, outdated website or just a Facebook page and still not bringing in customers? Targeted digital advertising from STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Hey, this is Bob.
In the band, they had it all. I mean, Huey Lewis can sing for sure, and his backup band was tremendous. The guitar player was great. The whole group, the drummer was great. The bass player was amazing. Huey Lewis' band was just amazing.
I love the whole thing about Huey Lewis. I mean, just how he came up, man, the story, and he was always kind of clean cut and interesting. And right. The band just jammed, though. You know, the news could play
long before. Lewis, the Huey Lewis and the band came along, he was playing harmonica for a lot of different bands overseas and in London and whatnot. Huey Lewis has been around a great deal, All right, we've got a phone call coming in, and we're going to see what's happening on the phones.
We've got Greg. I hadn't heard from Greg in a bit, man. What's going on? Hey. He's got a question for the handyman.
Okay, Greg, good morning.
Hey, guys, man, up here in northeast Mississippi, watching it rain.
Oh, no.
Appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
Yes, sir. We've had a season of it here lately, I'm telling you. I appreciate you taking my call. I'm out here in the carport now looking at it. Man, I was wondering, would you got a little crack in my drive. It's an older home, my grandparents' home, and the driveway, the concrete kind of overextends the roof, so it gets a little weather to it through the seasons over here. And I was just wondering, could you recommend some kind of a seal or something? Maybe I put in a corking gun, and you know, I don't want to have to break out the jackhammer or call in the concrete truck, right? It's very small, but it's a crack coming right at the front of that driveway, and I was wondering, I know you're short on time, but I was wanting to get your recommendation there, if I could.
Yeah, if first I'd figure the size of the crack, and if it's important, I'd put in what they call a backer rod in there, and that's just nothing but a white styrofoam rod that comes in many different dimensions, starting at, I think, a quarter inch and going up to an inch and an eighth in diameter, and it's round, and it fits in that crack for whatever size you need, and then you caulk on top of it. And the best caulk to use for driveway, is it a concrete driveway? I think, Greg, did you hang up? I think you did. But
he said concrete driveway.
Yeah. He did say, all right, if it's a concrete driveway, the best sealant to use is Silcoflex. It's Silcoflex, and it's their best color that they have for that. They have two colors, a gray, which is way too gray for your driveway, and another one called, I think it's called sandstone. And sandstone works very well on top of the backing rod and will fill that hole. And Silcoflex is a self-leveling type caulking, so when it goes in that crack and on top of the backer rod, it will fill the area and smooth out very, very nicely. And once it dries, it's there. It will really do the job. And Silcoflex does come in caulking tubes, so it's easy to use. Backer rods, any big box home center, lumberyard, hardware store, everybody has backer rods. Easy to find, easy to fix. Good question. I appreciate your call, Greg. I appreciate you. And don't get wet in that rain, man. Really. Why is it raining?
We've had a little bit of it. I think everybody's pretty much like a duck now. It just rolls off of you.
You know, not much has happened at my house as far as I've watched the rain clouds and much heard of the – but I haven't had as much rain as they have in a lot of other places, which is amazing. It's okay with me. All right. Hey, Build Mississippi, what a great organization. Build Mississippi is really – They want to train people. They want to train anybody who wants to learn how to be in the building industry or the work industry or the commercial industry in Mississippi, and training them in a skill so that when they begin a job, they can start at a pretty good wage and also have a great future because they already have a skill. They already are prepared. And they don't have the debt of a four-year college degree or whatever it may take, or they didn't go to a four-year college degree. And by no means am I saying that's not what you should do. Some people definitely want to go to college and have a good reason to go there. Other people would do much better in a trade facility like Build Mississippi that has two training facilities throughout the state, and many trade schools have that. Now it's beginning to take place, and even high schools are beginning to take place very much so and working very well. So, you know, get in touch with some of those folks And it is this time of year where next year people are graduating and not knowing what they're going to do next year. Hey, buildmississippi.com. That's how you check them out. Strangely enough, as I was at that state championship baseball game last night at Trustmark Park, during one of the commercial segments, Build Mississippi said that they were sponsoring a certain part of the program, which made me feel good. Build Mississippi is all over the place, and I do care about taking care of individuals and getting them ready for the future of Mississippi.
We had a story the other day, and I don't know if we've covered it here or not, but I did want to remind listeners and cover this again because it's a remarkable story about a young man who has signed a contract as an 11th grader.
Yeah.
And he'll be $70,000 to $80,000 job after he gets another year of school,
yes,
of high school. He's got one more year. So he already knows.
I've seen that. I don't know where I saw that. I saw that either on Facebook or on television. I don't know. I saw that story somewhere where some high school student was set up to make.
Mississippi kid.
Yeah, yeah. Make very, very, very good.
So just, you know, speaking to what you were referring to there, yeah, the opportunities are there. Build Mississippi's everywhere, and opportunities for you to do this earlier in life is, and that doesn't prohibit you from going to college too.
No,
you make $70,000, $80,000, you can do whatever the heck you want to do.
That's right. And on top of that, not only are you trained in a skill and how to do a certain amount of things, but a lot of times, once you're to that position, there are people that are actually on the board of Build Mississippi that operate some of these major companies here in the state, and they're offering job opportunities are available as well. They go job shopping. They go looking for employees through that program. So it's a good program that can help.
It is, and life's competitive.
Oh, very much so.
Life is competitive, and you get out there and you excel at a HVAC,
yeah,
or welding or plumbing or any of these things, if you excel, you're going to make a lot of money. I mean, that's the way it is.
Right.
There's no trophy for everybody. You got to work at it.
You got to work
but
at it.
If you do, the opportunities are right there
and
for
then,
you.
And then those people who do that and really succeed in doing that can find time on like Memorial Day weekend to really take the time and enjoy being home with their family and peace and quiet and calm and not worry about a bill that may be coming in or this may be because they can afford to enjoy their peace and enjoy their quiet and enjoy their time.
And they may be going, hey, I could probably make triple time on a holiday and hey, we'll do Memorial Day Tuesday. How about that, fam? So you have, I mean, that flexibility. I've talked to enough of these guys.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
I don't want to work Monday. Okay, well, if I do work Monday, will you pay me three times more? Yeah.
Yeah.
I need it done Monday. All right. That's how this works.
That's how this
works. Supply and demand.
It's a good and to be trained in industry is a good thing. Hey, we do the Handyman Show every Saturday from 10 to 12 right here in Super Talk, Mississippi. And we talk about taking care of your home. We do a music segment. We have a good time. And I hope you join us each and every Saturday and tell your friends. Buddy Slug, Handyman, is on Build Mississippi Studios at Super Talk, and he'll be here each and every Saturday from 10 to 12. Talk to you next week. Have a great Memorial Day.
Boston to get some clam chowder. Bye-bye.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time. Made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Are customers able to find you online? With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referral and repeat business. STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Hi, I'm Josh Quick, the owner of Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, formerly known as Clean Space of Central Mississippi. Our name may have changed, but our expertise remains. An unhealthy crawl space can invite mold, bugs, and buckling floors. This affects not only your crawl space, but compromises the health of your entire home. Our Clean Space system will transform your crawl space into a dry, healthy, clean environment that will save you energy and money. No more moisture, no more mold, no more smells. Still doing free estimates at mscrawlspace.com.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what? Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.